Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good
today,
morning.
The 18th of March, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. The gang's back together. There's Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Okay. Well,
Christina is just ran in here with something. I'm
good
not sure.
Good morning.
The weather? Is that the weather?
No, no, it's no. National Day. National I Day. Just need some help.
That's right. So she with National Supreme Sacrifice Day.
Okay, thank you so much.
Honors those who have made the tremendous sacrifices for the sake and good of others, as well as those who sacrifice their lives every day for us.
First responders.
Men and women in uniform. First responders. Yeah. Okay.
We have a lot of that in our family going on, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, we are surfing or streaming. We're
surfing.
We're surfing and streaming on KCNR1460.com. You can hear us into anywhere that you travel. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. And I would like to bring you the weather. 49 currently. If you look outside, we do have clear skies. Sunny today with a high of 85. Yes, yesterday was 83. It was beautiful, mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 51. Today is March 18th, as Carl said. Tuesday, tomorrow calls for sunny skies with a high about 75. We lower the temperatures to like 10 degrees going to mostly clear tomorrow night with 52. And as Wednesday approaches, again, mostly sunny with a high of 70. Now, it looks like as we progress through the week, Thursday sunny, but Thursday night, slight chance of showers. Did you turn your sprinklers on over the weekend? I know I did a quick spray. Friday, rain with around 59. Can you believe that? Again, we're going up and down, so don't change out your closet yet. Saturday, showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 59. And Sunday, showers once again with 57. So there you go. We have these beautiful days, and we just hope that there's not too much wind because I know we're getting blossoms on our peach tree.
If it rains real hard and we get wind, there goes our peaches this year.
And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a locally owned company, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company. Many of our businesses that we that have supported KCNR through advertising are veteran-owned businesses. So, again, our day today that we celebrate National Day is National Supreme Sacrifice Day. So thank you to the family out at Shasta Gas Propane, where they do give veteran and senior discounts, 365-3793. A couple things I want to cover today, Carl, this morning.
Somebody left a Christmas. It's kind of a Christmas tree, but it's St. Patty's Day, if you remember, was Sunday.
Oh, how cute.
So it's kind of a Christmas tree
troll. I collected troll dolls.
I don't know who brought it in, but thanks, whoever brought it in, which any of our groups
cute.
Are, yeah. They're cute. All right.
So, first of all, let's start with something that would be the Turtle Bay auction was Saturday night. And I have the great honor of being asked to MC along with Patrick John. You know, Patrick and Billy of Q97. Patrick and I have co-emceed that auction for, I don't know, what, 5 years together now?
Oh, at least five,
yeah.
Maybe longer.
And I used to do it with Dave West.
Yeah.
And Dave West is, has an advertising agency and
Studio West.
And so he stopped doing it anyway. So I've continued on with the tradition and it's been a lot of fun. And so thank you. I mean, I don't know if it was, again, COVID feels like it was so long ago, but it's not because it's still alive and well around us.
We have people that we know well that have long COVID.
Long COVID.
Is your brother got that, or I'm not sure, but Judy Salter has it, and it's, you know, it's, and the, I mean, her, I don't know what kind of impact long COVID has. I've just started hearing about it, but.
For those people who have had it maybe two and three times,
yeah,
and it just some of the
just
symptoms.
Won't go, it just, yeah, it just
right.
won't go away.
So anyway, on Saturday night, of course, the Civic Auditorium was filled, and the event was called Off to the Races. And so people came in Kentucky Derby attire, hats. It was so beautiful to see people dressed up in the mood. And of course, all of the money that was raised that night, including the silent auction with the art and all the different trips. And then of course the live auction items, which were wonderful. Actually, I feel like they went for double the price that they did a year ago.
They did go, they were higher than they have before. And, I mean, there were $10,000 bids going on out there. So,
it was amazing. We don't know what the number was. So that was Saturday night. And I just want to express my gratitude and my heartfelt thanks to all of you that have had my father and my family in your prayers.
We're changing subjects now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted to say I was in Sacramento, gone the whole week in Sacramento taking care of my father. We got a call on Friday night that, you know, he had a stroke, but it turned out to be a seizure, but we didn't know that. He was in ICU for 4 days. And not to blah, 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 but during that time, you're just trying to hold it up. And I just want to thank everybody because it turns out we did bring him home. Some think that maybe we should have put him in aftercare, but my dad's 92. He really wanted to be home. And so we got him home and, you know, we're just going through, what it is. He's stubborn. That's a good thing in the sense that he wants to do things his way. And he's, you know, he's walking, he's talking. He didn't have any, lose.
It was one of the weirdest things. On Friday, we thought we were losing him. On Saturday, we thought we were losing him. And then on Sunday, his heart, lungs, his O2 levels, everything was just like normal. And then by the time I left, he was eating barbecue spare ribs.
He
getting up, walking around, taking a shower.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, whoa.
I mean, there are some issues and it's going to be prolonged, but I just, you know, thank you for that. That's where I've been. And now it's great to be back in the seat today. Thank you so much. For everybody, again, for your well wishes. This morning at 7:15, we've got Anne Marie calling in with, you know, what's on the agenda and the
community
calendar. We are going to be giving tickets. We have three things that we're giving away today. We've got which is going to be a lot of fun. I plan on attending Thursday night, and that's called Five Women Wearing the Same Dress. That's going to be happening at the riverfront, so we're going to give tickets away for that. We weren't here Friday. We want to talk about a shout out to the people who stood in for us on Thursday and Friday.
Cameron Middleton, and Ken White.
Yeah.
Ken was Thursday and Cameron was Friday. And when I told him, I said, I need your help. You know what? This is the kind of people. Don't worry about it. We got it. And, and Cameron, you know, God bless that kid.
Yeah.
He is such a hoot anyway. So, but when he needs to be serious, Cameron just, you know, he doubles down. So thanks a lot, Cameron, and thanks a lot, Ken.
We're going to be drawing a name for the flag. Now, that's a little not according to our plans. Usually it's on Friday, but we're going to do one this morning, and we are going to do one Friday because the Flag Center has been very generous, and they've been bringing us these flags in, so we want to make sure that we keep on track, as well as some Black Bear Diner Bucks. So do listen in because we're going to be giving those things away again this morning on Free Fire Radio. And what have you got? Are we going to give away some Sportsman's Expo?
Well, I'm going to give, you know what? We're doing a lot of stuff today, so I'm going to wait till tomorrow, but then I'll be giving away some Sportsman's Expo that's going to happen April 6th and 7th. And I'm going to give away a couple of those tomorrow, Tuesday. I got them right here. So,
All right. There.
And, it's about time to take a break. I'd like to remind everybody that, there's going to be a food drive Wednesday, March 27th, next week, from 7:30 to 1:30 at Tri-Counties Bank on South Street in Reading. Drop off your canned food goods and help end hunger in Shasta County. All donations go to the Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank and the Good News Rescue Mission, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank and Dignity Health and Good News Rescue Mission. So, Wednesday, March 27th, head on down to South Street to Tri-Counties Bank and just drop off, you know, a bag of non-perishables to them. So Okay, we're going to take a break at 7:15 in the morning here on Monday, the 18th of March. Today we're going to have the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council talking about some things they've got coming up. And we've got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And I don't know what they're going to talk about. I haven't looked at my emails this morning, but I will. But we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 18th of March, 7:19 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Four local branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. I'm very happy with them, as we've pointed out before. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17 years ago. You can check them out at bankcornerstone.com. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Redding, California. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning. And Linda, it is good to hear your voice
again.
Oh,
thank you so much. Great to be back. And always love to hear your cheery, cheery community calendar, what's happening in the Redding or the Shasta County.
Thank you. And if I may, just, Linda, I am praying for your father.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
A few dates to note on the calendar this week. Now, it was already mentioned that today, March 18th, is National Supreme Sacrifice Day, honoring all that have laid their lives down in protection of our country and our communities. Tomorrow, the 19th, marks the first day of spring, and I think we can agree with the weather. It's been cooperating. And it's also National Certified Nurses Day. National California Strawberry Day is March 21st. National Puppy Day is Saturday, March 23rd.
Aww.
And coming into early next week is National Medal of Honor Day on Monday, March 25th. As we begin our community calendar, a donation drive is currently taking place is the March to End Hunger food drive going on through the month of March. Items in need include canned foods such as soups, tuna, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, along with other non-perishable and packaged items. Gather the food this week, and donations can be dropped off at the Big Spring Food Drive taking place next Wednesday, March 27th, from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at Tri-Counties Bank, located at 1327 South Street in Redding. For more information or to view the event flyer, please visit the Good News Rescue Mission online at gnrm.org/nhunger. Donations will go to the mission and to Dignity Health Connected Living Food Bank in Shasta County. And we will mention this again next week. Another Chance Animal Welfare League is still collecting donations for Hannah Pratt and her children, who lost their home and their two dogs, to a house fire that took place in Redding earlier this month. Donations of clothes, hygiene products, and gift cards can be dropped off at their store location at 9384 Deschutes Road in Palisadro, located inside the Holiday Market Shopping Complex. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information on this donation drive, check out Another Chance Animal Welfare League on Facebook or call 530-547-7387. The Shasta County Arts Council has a current call out to local artists to submit photos of their art for consideration in the upcoming Celebration of the Arts event, which will be held in April, and that will be April 5th through the 27th, at the Old City Hall. But the deadline to submit is this coming Friday, March 22nd. For more information, visit ShastaArtsCouncil.org. Friday evening, those 21 and older can check out the Museum After Hours event at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Redding, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Some event highlights include themed interactive exhibits, live music, food for purchase by Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Tickets are $7 for members and $12 for non-members. For more information, visit turtlebay.org or call 530-243-8850. Also on Friday, March 22nd, Shasta College presents a concert by the Jazz Ensembles, starting at 7:30 p.m. and located at the Shasta College Theater Building 500 at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Redding. General admission tickets are $5 and can be purchased at the door or online at eventbrite.com. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/events or check them out on Facebook at Shasta College. To contact the Theater Box office, call 530-242-7573. Get ready for the 2024 Redding Home and Garden Show to take place Friday, March 22nd, through Sunday, March 24th, at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, located at 1890 Briggs Street in Anderson. Admission is $5 per adult and free for children 12 and under when accompanied by a ticketed adult. Tickets can be purchased at the Shasta District Fairgrounds Show Box Office, located at the main entrance. Event times will run Friday, March 22nd from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, March 24th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit readinghomeexpo.org. On Saturday, March 23rd, there will be an open house event at PHI Air Medical Base, located at 5900 Old Oregon Trail in Reading from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Event highlights include aircraft tours, food, and a chance to meet some of the crews. For more information or to RSVP for the open house event, check out PHI Reading on Facebook or call 530-782-2854. And finally, Reading residents can help out the Haven Humane Society by taking part in the Egg My Yard fundraiser event. You can place an order for 20 eggs for $40. 40 eggs for $75, or 60 eggs for $110. Orders must be placed by this Sunday, March 24th. Egg orders will be delivered Saturday, March 30th. You can also add 10 dog bone-filled eggs for $20. For more information, visit havenhumane.org or check them out on Facebook. Again, this event is open to Reading residents. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, Anne Marie, thank you very much for all the things that are going
on. Wow, that's a mouth. That was a lot.
By the way,
and that's
there,
not even all the events.
I know. You're a Medal of Honor
next Monday,
day,
right?
Next Monday. There's how many Medal of Honor, living Medal of Honor recipients do you think there are?
That I honestly don't know, but I could look that up.
Well, I can tell you. I can tell you. It's 63.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ranging from one Korean War veteran who's like 97, and the youngest one, I believe, is like 34 from Afghanistan and Iraq era. Oh. So, yeah, ranging from those ages, there's only 63 of them still alive.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it was just a little bit of trivia there for you.
I love trivia.
Don't we all? Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you very much.
Have a great week, everyone.
Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance in Curtis Byron. They're located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding, California. Their phone number is 530-224-2345. Siskiyou Insurance Services. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Some folks are born, make a way to plan, cool their red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief, cool that point the cannon at you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish. dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
And good morning on this Monday. What we call it, March Madness? I don't know. Monday morning, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's beautiful today. Currently 50 degrees in downtown studios, and we're going up to 85. So, wow, t-shirt weather today, but you know, we're going down into the lower temperatures at the end of the week with Saturday around, my gosh, 59 degrees and showers. So don't be moving your sweaters. I started to do that a little bit yesterday afternoon, and then I looked out today and I thought, well, you know, changing out some stuff isn't so good to do right now. And the weather always is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And again, welcome back to the morning show. Hello, Carl.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. You know what? Jeff's been doing this for like about a quarter of a century, so he knows what he's doing. He doesn't take chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff fixes it. It's very difficult to see if you can see it at all. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. You know, this guy is truly a professional, really a great guy. It's locally owned, locally operated. So if you want a free inspection and analysis of your windshield, be it a car, truck, or RV, bring it down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, but it's also a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with one of our favorite people, Debbie Johnson. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we always love your disposition. Can I just say that?
You can
say
that.
Well, thank
you. You just did.
Yep. I just, you're always sunny. You have the sunny disposition. We know that you have this heart for veterans.
I do.
Whatever you put your hand in, it's just always a treat to be around you.
Thank you,
so
Linda.
Thank you for being on today.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And
my pleasure.
She heads up the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, which is kind of a, you know, all of the veterans organizations under one little umbrella there. And you're getting ready to have a big event.
We are. It's our annual awards banquet. It's going to be April 5th at Wind River up in the Eagle Room. We still have some tickets available, so we're hoping folks will contact us and join us.
Sure. Now, how do they do that?
They can call our number. It's 530-357-3380. Or if you're in town and can take a few minutes off, I'll be over at the Veterans Hall after this show for about an hour and a half, and they can see me there.
Now, this is you don't have to be a veteran.
Absolutely
to
not.
No,
or to be a veteran advocate.
Yeah, you can just come and see what it is. And what kind of things happen at that, at your awards dinner there?
We have some music. We have a silent auction this year. And we'll have our drawing for our pre-sale raffle items, which is a long gun and a Traeger. I think it was a Traeger pellet.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, Traeger grill.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like those.
And so those will be drawn for. I think our infamous Dick Wilkinson has sold a million tickets for a lot of folks around here.
We give him tickets for the Marine Corps ball raffle, and he just goes berserker on those.
I like that. Really need people like that. Well, okay, so for those people listening this morning that maybe have never attended a veteran event and they're thinking, okay, you know, maybe they have their list of things that they want to do to reach out for the first time because maybe a family member was a veteran and they just didn't really, you know, focus on it. Because, you know, if it's not really in our face or immediately around us, sometimes we just don't really participate. So for our listeners, can you say to the moms on the way to the school or people what they're going to learn besides having fun on this night?
Well, you'll hear about 7 different nominees, and I'm going to tell you who those folks are here in a minute or two, and their contributions. You'll hear from Darlene Mudron from the Veterans Home. She's our guest speaker, and opportunities of where you might want to start volunteering for and with veterans. There'll be several veteran organizations there. There'll be several other organizations, community organizations there that do a lot of volunteer service and help veterans. So you'll have a choice of a lot of folks to talk to. You'll get a real feeling of the veterans in Shasta County at our event.
The veteran community, all
great.
These different organizations. You know, I mean, Purple Heart, VFWs.
Yes.
I mean, it's American Legion. All these fall
Special
under this.
Special Forces.
Special Forces. Yeah, that's right. And so the idea that the that this is something that we honor those people who have been working hard and making differences in the veterans community.
I can tell you some of the ones over the past 10 years or so.
All right, let's hear their names.
Let's hear. Back in 2011, Julie Clausen, and folks remember Julie Clausen and the Cemetery Support Committee. We give out an individual award and a group award, and then the president gives out some. Frank Rose.
Of course.
Sons of Italy. Senator Maurice Johansson. Tom Johnson. The Submariners Cuttlefish Base. Robert Burroughs. The Missing in America Project. VFW 9650. Larkin David Cockrell. Carl and Linda Bott. Patriot Guard Riders. Michael Gutierrez. We've had a couple of Horizon Awards. One of the recipients was Amanda Patton and the Home Depot Veteran Assistance. North Valley Historical Society. It's actually their association. That's the wonderful men with the helicopter.
Mm.
Kim Chamberlain and myself.
Aww.
We went together. We just love that about each other. We love sharing that. Our California Highway Patrol seniors. This was a special award that we're trying to bring back of the country's president's community awards. The California Highway Patrol seniors won, Active 2030 Club, and United Shasta.
Well, you've got just, there's been a number of people who've been involved in the, veterans community that you probably hadn't heard of. Now, one of them was the Missing in America Project, and the guy that started this by name Frederick Randolph Solante, who, and I was there, down there at the Tobacco and Brew, our favorite place to hang out for, you know, when I first got back from Iraq, and I'd hang out down there with some other veterans.
Every day.
Every day.
Well, Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And the it would be so I rode with the Patriot Guard riders with that.
Uh-huh.
And then Fred rode with that. And then he started this Missing in America project where he went to one place. I guess it was a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all of these what do you call them, urns?
Mm-hmm.
With cremations in them. And he said, well, whose are those? Well, those are veterans who haven't, well, these are people who haven't been picked up, and many of them are veterans. And that kind of kicked it off, and he made it into a nationwide organization where they would find these, they would ensure they were veterans, and then they would bury them with honors. And Fred just passed, and his celebration of life is going to be April 16th.
That's correct. 11 a.m. at Igo.
Yeah, 11 a.m. up at Igo. So I would, even if you didn't know Fred, what he did was spectacular.
I love Fred.
Yeah, this would be a wish that you could grab somebody's motorcycle, Carl, and go out there on the 16th and ride on out there. Because those, when we look back,
well, you know who's got two.
Some of the best times that I can remember when Carl came back is that when we would ride the Patriot Guard riders, and I would do the flag line, I felt such honor of the whole, standing there with these other veterans and their wives or their spouses or their friends that decided to do these rides and do the flag line, where the widows or the family members would walk through. It was just, it is and it will always be such an amazing thing. So when you see those motorcycles going to funerals, there's a specific thing. There's a call that goes out. It's a really deep-seated respect that goes on within the veteran heart.
Yes. That's where Tom is this morning. He's going to be heading out to the cemetery. And he has a support vehicle, and he brings water and sometimes cocoa to help those,
well, we have
reinforced fellows and ladies because they're amazing. They do this time and time again. We've estimated even if you were doing only two or three a week and you started at the beginning of this cemetery, 2004 or 2005, 33,000 or more rides for some of those folks.
Got back in 2007 and rode to them pretty religiously for a couple of years until we got this thing going.
Right.
But the CVAC here is that umbrella organization that covers everybody.
Correct.
And is at all of these that Reeves. You know, when they plant the wreaths out at the cemetery up at Igo.
That's the cemetery support committee.
Right, but you all have things to do with that too.
Oh, sure. And we all participate in that.
Yeah. I mean, you all are kind of like the center of so many things that happen, and Debbie's
We hope to be.
Well, you try.
All right. This year's nominees.
Well, hang on. We're going to do that. We're going to do that after the break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Linda.
Absolutely.
Four Winds. Your home away from
home.
Well,
I mean, I haven't been there in a while, but I am going to be going back in just to, you know, to see what they've got to support them. Watches, they can clean watches, and we know that the time changes happen. Sometimes people can't get in there and do that. Whatever you got to do in order to bring your watch into its current status. But anyway, so you can actually drop a bag of watches over there with the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Plus, you're always getting in an estate pieces that work with you. Engagements are on the way. If you're looking for loose stones in order to put together an engagement ring near the people, Four Winds Jewelry located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been with us since day one. They did make our wedding rings.
That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
They made our wedding rings, and they worked.
And they've worked, and we've not had to replace them.
We haven't had to replace them.
We're going to have to turn them in for another one.
We haven't had to replace them with other rings.
Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Thirty years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here with Carl and Linda Butt. How are you today? Let's talk a little bit about the weather, okay? I'm going to give you an update. We've got, our temperatures are going to be about 85, beautiful skies today, mostly clear with 51 tonight. But as we progress through the week, you know, each day gets a little cooler, but on Thursday, slight chance of showers on Thursday night with our overnight lows of 50. And Friday, the highs are going to be 59 and as far as this forecast, but we all know the forecast on Monday totally changes by the time that we thought what it was going to be. So anyway, as we look at it now, it looks like it's just going to be 59. So, and showers this weekend. All right. So I'm here with Debbie Johnson and we are talking about an event that's happening on April 6th in the Eagle Room. Excuse me, April 5th, excuse me, in the Eagle Room that's in Wind River. And, you know, we were talking about how we get the younger veterans involved more because there's the older generation of veterans and so many different wonderful supportive veteran organizations in Reading. So we were talking about that, like with you know, Shasta College has got their Veteran Resource Center, et cetera. So share with us once again in this segment some of the nominees that are going to be happening for the 5th.
All right. Happy to. Chuck Goff, he helps with the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City, and he also volunteers out at the Veterans Home. James Leedy. If you ever want a good meal, Chef Leedy is the man.
Here you are out of Enterprise High School.
And he has lots of students. So if you're a graduate or a student at Enterprise High School, you're welcome to come to this event as well. So celebrate with Mr. Leedy. The VFW 9650 Honor Guard. We were just talking about services at IGO. Those folks have been there every week, day in and day out. Sons and Daughters of Italy. They are always doing stuff in the community for veterans and other organizations. They are an integral part of the Vietnam Veterans Day in the end of March. When that returns, I don't know if it's happening this year, but we know if it is, they'll be there with their pasta. Dave Checkey is an educator at Monarch School. And the Jefferson Pipe Band.
They're amazing.
They are amazing. And if you've listened to them and you appreciate them, come celebrate with them.
Jefferson Pipe Band play every year at the Marine Corps Ball, and they are just, and they keep adding. Now, I like the fact that they're bringing in younger members, and they are, it's wonderful to watch them at nighttime when they're, what do you want to call it, their tassel, things on their drumsticks light up. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is, and they do support, and some of the funerals out there at IGO will have a bagpiper.
Yes.
Out there. So, okay, and this is going to happen on April 5th. And how do people get tickets? Is it online? Is it, you know, by osmosis? you walk down the street?
Yeah, it is a phone number. We haven't come into that part of the century here. We have a website, but we don't sell tickets through the website.
Is it on Facebook at all?
There is a Facebook page for CVAC, and you can find the flyer there, but it's the same phone number that we gave before, which is 530-357-3380.
How many members in CVAC would you say, just
members?
Loosely?
We have received dues this year. Reminder, hint, hint, from about 8 organizations so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a great organization. They're in tight with what's happening up in IGO. The Marine Corps is getting ready to build a memorial up there at IGO. We have, everybody else, like the Air Force, has this beautiful, very intricate, planes flying and all this, and you'll see others. The Marine Corps Memorial is a rock. It's a piece of granite that's big. Mm. And that's it. That's
I like it.
World's simplest tool.
Yeah. Or
the world's first weapon, the rock. And with, appropriate things on it and set down. But you'd be surprised at just putting one of those in, the cost of setting a rock there and then the cement that goes around it and all the things. Anyway, yeah. But we're looking forward to getting that thing done here by next Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to seeing that.
Well, we'll have a presentation.
That is such a beautiful place out there.
It is. It is.
Very beautiful. So, there's something.
Okay. Yeah, last thoughts here?
It's Herstory Month. Right? Her story.
Yes. Herstory.
Yeah, I got it.
And so tomorrow I received a notice from the Veterans Service Office. They're going to celebrate women veterans at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting. So
that's fantastic.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Well, thank you. I do have an announcement to make, which, if those, AAU, which is a wonderful organization. You've seen those where they do the house tours and they do scholarships. I want to do a public service announcement here. This is about because it's Herstory Month. There's scholarships of between $1,000 and $5,000 that are available. And this is for women studying at Shasta College with a 3.0 GPA or higher and are continuing on to a four-year university. You can go to aawreading.org and click on the scholarship opportunity. And I'm sorry to get this announcement out late, but the deadline is today. But we also know that the AAUW group that I'm going to be joining on Thursday night will be, of course, they buy out events as well as one of the fundraisers will be at this Five Wearing the Same Dress open at the Riverfront Playhouse on Thursday night. But I know that a lot of people put themselves through school with scholarships. So, again, this is AAUW. This is the Reading branch where they're giving anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 in a scholarship for those women going to Shasta College with a 3.0 and above. And I just think that's a phenomenal opportunity. So there you go.
I feel discriminated against, frankly, because I'm not a woman. I never had a 3.0. And I don't go to Shasta College. Can I apply for $1,000 anyway? In today's society, I should be able to.
For what?
Because I'm identifying as a woman scholar going to Shasta College. I'm identifying as that. No? Got it. Hey, that is a great deal.
You notice and, over here. Wonderful. We're over here giggling like.
And Debbie is, Debbie, you're just such. You are the glue that holds it all together.
Oh, my goodness.
And we so much appreciate you. I mean.
Now I'm sticky.
Oh, well, it's we were honored there one year and it was a surprise.
Yes, it
was. And it was a surprise and we were there and it's still there sitting in our,
place
of honor in our house. And it's the fact that, you have the sign that Shasta County honors veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we try.
Yes, we do. And we succeed.
And we succeed. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Now, when we come back, we are having Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. I'm not sure what Susan Wilson is going to talk about today because I did not receive a email from her. But maybe we'll talk about because it's the woman, it's the month of women, right? Women
well, and we month. Also, it'd be interesting to find out if we're going to be talking about that we really still don't know what's happening with the vote counts.
Well, we're pretty much down. They've only got like 1,000 left. I think it's safe to assume that Patrick Jones was not reelected. I think it's safe to assume that the term limits won. I think it's safe to assume that the becoming a charter county won. Now, I don't think it's safe to assume anything on the Cry recall. I think that the Mary Rickert and will be in a runoff with, it looks like right now, Corky Harmon. Looks like Alan Long, but he's got 50.29. I mean, you could have like 25 votes or 30 votes change, and then he'll go under 50. So it'll be, you know, two runoffs. And the cry recall is too close. It's like, what, 30 votes or something like that. So it's too close to call.
30 votes, it's 30 people. That's like a neighborhood.
It's not even a neighborhood. It's, yeah, well, it could be. It's like a neighborhood. Okay, got to run. We'll be right back.
KCNR Stressoring.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Free speech is taking center stage today at the U.S. Supreme Court. A couple of Republican-led states are challenging the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. The states argue the feds leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative viewpoints. Former President Trump says China's construction of massive auto plants in Mexico with plans to export vehicles to the U.S. would have dire consequences for the American auto industry. But Mr. Trump says he has a plan for averting an economic catastrophe.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Mr. Trump at a weekend rally in Ohio for Republican U.S. Senate primary candidate Bernie Moreno. It's a three-way primary. Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan also in that race. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants to go after prosecutors who aren't doing their job.
The rule that targets DAs who do not prosecute criminals appropriately could affect the Bexar County District Attorney's Office. The proposal would allow the Attorney General to remove the DAs of large Texas counties who don't provide additional reporting on certain cases so as to provide transparency. The San Antonio Police Officers Association has often complained about Bexar County DA Joe Gonzalez's lax handling of violent crime cases. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Russia's election commission says President Putin has won a fifth six-year term in office, capturing an overwhelming share of the vote. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 164 points, NASDAQ ahead 261. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
The number of couples in China choosing to marry has gone up for the first time in 9 years.
China's leadership has been actively promoting marriage as a way of boosting the population amid record low birth rates. Even last month, ensuring that marriage registration certificates are printed in Braille to make it easier for blind couples to tie the knot. The push has seen some results. New data shows the number of new marriages in 2023 rose 12.4% from the year before. But many are choosing to stay single during a continuing economic slowdown. Young women in particular are opting away from marriage over concerns that revised property laws favor male ownership.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Amid surging gang violence in Haiti, the U.S. has started evacuating Americans from the Caribbean nation, a charter flight landing in Miami yesterday. News and analysis, townhall.com. President Biden's State of the Union speech landed with a thud, at least as far as his job approval numbers go.
Mr. Biden remains at or below only 40% approval, according to last Friday's weekly averages from both RealClearPolitics.com and 538.com. Drilling down, a Reuters online poll a month ago indicated that perceptions about Mr. Biden are almost completely along party lines, with nearly 90% of Democrats in favor of the president and nearly 90% of Republicans opposed, with independents trending away from the president. According to that Reuters poll, 44% of Democrats rate political extremism as their top concern, compared with 38% of Republicans who cite immigration as their primary issue. George Williams reporting.
Idaho lawmakers to vote this week on a bill. It would ban the use of any public money for so-called gender-affirming care. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. The teams, the band's back together, and Pat Karch is in there. Yeah. The band is back together.
Love it.
Hey, hon. Okay.
Our peeps.
Our pebbles.
Yep. Okay, currently.
Pebbles.
There we go. It's the 18th of March,
Zorro,
like you said.
From Zorro the Gay Blade. My pebbles are here. Can I even say that anymore?
I don't know.
Zorro the Gay Blade? It's the name of a movie. Come on.
Yeah, why not?
Well,
okay.
Try to stop me.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about the weather. It's going to be 85 today.
Warm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 51. This is the weather forecast according to the National Weather Service. As of this morning, sunny tomorrow with a 75 high, and Wednesday, as we approach Wednesday and Thursday, sunny as well. Now on Thursday night, looks like we've got slight chance of showers with our overnight lows of around 50 and rain on Friday and Saturday.
Oh boy.
So that's what they're looking towards, that front coming in. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Yep. Veteran owned business, good people. Today.
This morning.
The third Monday. We have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with us.
And thank you for welcoming us every
Monday. And we might also just start this off with it's Women's History Month.
It's Women's History Month.
Is there a Man's History Month
anywhere
in the year?
No, there isn't a Man's History Month, but that's because every day is your History Month.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I hear that. And you know what that is? That is just a slur against men. Men get everything. Oh, really? Really?
Well,
who's the Vice President of the United States? It's a woman.
It could be one of the first.
It could have been a male.
It could have been.
Right, but it wasn't. I mean, it could have been a competent male instead of the one that's there. Democrat or not.
Well, you know, I mean, anyway, everybody's screaming about diversity
and fairness and equity. I don't see things like White Male Day. What's wrong? What's wrong with having a White Male Day?
In my opinion, you can have all the white male days you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Just wake up.
Just get out of bed.
Just wake up and get out of bed, and that's your White Male Day. Thank you.
And if I keep pushing this, that may not happen. Okay. All right, so.
All right, we're not ganging up on you, Carl. Let's go.
Lay it on us.
I think that women's history is much more negative than in some ways men's history has been. But women's history wasn't developed in the United States. It developed in Germany, developed in Europe.
Really?
And it started as a Women's Day, and then it became an International Women's Day. Then it became an International Women's Day with a Women's Week. And then it became an international day with Women's Week with a Women's History Month. And so that's what finds us here today. And it all started just about the time that women were looking for the vote. I mean, across mm-hmm. the world. That's where the impetus was to do this.
And do men get any credit for this?
Sure they do.
It's because men voted to give women the vote.
Sure they do. I mean, and it was all men in that room
there
that,
you go.
In the United
there
States
you go.
That passed the 19th Amendment. You know,
you got it.
So I'm not saying that men are not great, just like women are great. But I think that there has been trouble with gender equity through the world. And you have to realize that when I talk about gender equity, I'm not talking just about the United States, but everywhere you go, gender is looked at differently, and, you know, the culture evolves around that.
I agree that women in the United States don't realize, and they can complain, and they do, and mm-hmm. there's mm-hmm. instances mm-hmm. that are not fair and all that. You go to other countries, and let me tell you,
you got to work.
Nothing. It's nothing like what people hear about women in the United States have here in this country. It's nothing like it.
Right.
They can't drive. They get slapped around. They can't get married. They can't travel. They can't do any of these things. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's in these countries.
And it's part of their culture, part of their religion, and it's a different mm-hmm. thing. And we've worked hard in this country. Women have worked hard to have a strong place in society. You know, we go to work, and we work just like men work.
Mm-hmm.
We work at the same jobs that men work at. We have more and more women now heading up companies. You know, I'd say in the United States, we've gone a long way towards gender equity.
I would say that.
You know, I'm kind of proud of it personally. You know, I think it's an important way yeah. to build equality and to build a more successful society, because we are different than men. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus,
right.
You know.
Well, look at the military. Let's just use that as an example.
That's a great example.
It truly is equality there. Everybody gets mm-hmm. paid the same. Everybody does the same job. Now, some do a different job than another one. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean any less job is important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they try to open up certain jobs to women, and they just found, in the most part, that 99.5% can't do that job.
Right. Their bodies bodies aren't right for that job.
That's right. And but your quality is there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at one time in the Marine Corps, and I'm sure the other services are like this, we deploy out like 6 months on a ship on mm-hmm, an ARG, mm-hmm. an amphibious readiness group. And the Marines get on there, and we sail out to places that we may be needed. Women at that point were working, and I'm just using one example, mm-hmm. were working in the communications field and, you know, doing well in it. You know, there were comm chiefs and all mm-hmm. that. But when you came to
leaping in the ocean and swimming
no, when
to
you
the
came
shore.
Up, you came up to deploy, the women could not go because the Navy would not allow women on ships. So these
something?
Women who had trained up to that could not go because the Navy didn't allow women on ships. So what did that mean? That meant our comm chiefs that were coming back from one pump had to turn around and go out
right
again.
Out of the same
and,
one.
Yeah, there was a lot of, now there was a lot of consternation.
So that's gender inequity. That's an example of gender inequity that shows us how our culture has evolved things.
Yeah, it has evolved.
Yeah.
There's no reason. I mean, you've got women on submarines now.
Mm-hmm.
And if any place, I mean, and I know they fought that battle.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the military as people doing the same job, getting the same pay,
mm-hmm.
having the same chance of getting promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look out across the spectrum in business and all that, I would say they don't have as good a record as our military does.
I would agree with you on that. You know, I think that women still fight for some jobs that don't have to be just man jobs, you know, male jobs. And I think that women classically get paid less depending on the area of expertise that you're talking about.
You know what? But, too, if you look at it, you know, like, oh, this woman is this engineer, just like this man. this man's been in this job 17, 18 years. Mm-hmm. She may have started this job 17 or 18 years ago, but she was gone 2 or 3 years of that mm-hmm. because of a family thing. Mm-hmm. And I know people, oh, that's not fair. Well, it is fair because she doesn't have the expertise or the time that the other guy does. And so he gets paid more. And they're going, wait a minute, they're doing the same job, but he's got more experience. Mm-hmm. I think that they're working their way through that at this point.
I think they are. Yeah. And, you know, to use an engineer as that.
Yeah.
So my daughter's an engineer. She gets paid for Caltrans. Caltrans is really careful.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They are.
Of course. It's a socialist state.
Well, Caltrans is really careful. And she gets paid exactly the same as the people that she works with. She works with, there's a group of three, and two of them are men. And they've never had a woman before, but she walked in, and she gets paid the same as those guys. But she's also expected to do the same thing.
Well,
she's expected to get on an airplane and go away for three or four days and come home.
But she gets a year off if she has a child.
Well, now she's way too old, so it won't matter.
But if she did, she would get, up to a year off.
Now, men now are getting to
leave with
children.
Well, yeah, but, and I understand that. So, I mean, 90 days. Nobody talks about the impact it has on businesses, though.
Right.
You lose somebody for 90 days and you've got a small business. I mean, what the heck are you supposed to do? Oh, it's going to take 90 days. Your wife's just taking 90 days uh-huh. off. Well, I've got to take 90 days off, too. Like our Secretary of Transportation, Buttigieg, did when the. Anyway.
Buttigieg.
We got to take a break. Okay. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. I'm saying here is that I can't, you know, my main life was in an organization that tried to level all this stuff out.
That took themselves from a bad place to a better place, good place.
Well, yeah, I mean, we integrated first.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else did.
Mm-hmm.
Military integrated. I didn't, you know, it wasn't like it was perfect the first day, but I tell you what, it got better. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
Women taking these jobs. It was tough, but it worked. And then you have an authority over it to make sure it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. So, anyway, this portion of the show, speaking of women, is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Judy Maxwell. She started this company in 1993, and she's been helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners ever since. Two separate branches, insurance and financial management. And with all the craziness going on in both of those areas, you'd probably like to have a free review and evaluation. Well, Judy's offering that. Give them a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business there. We're happy. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey Reading, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest. for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Gotta give your props to this woman. Yeah, she is.
She does the best music.
And she is proud and loud. And I love that about her.
You're nice on a Navy ship when you're 60-something wearing a G-string or a thong. You know what?
40-something. But anyway, who's counting? Anyway, she looked good.
Welcome back to the show here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. We are now drawing for the flag.
All right, so now wait a minute. Okay. Friday, we usually do where our people send in, or our callers, our loyal listeners, will call in, and Friday we were not here, so we're doing it today, and we will be doing it Friday. These are names that you've called in. And you have put your name in Facebook. So we got these little shreds of paper, and right now our guest is going to be calling, drawing a name. So, okay.
Ted.
No last name?
No last name. Telephone number.
Got a phone number.
Got a phone
number. You want to give the phone number on the air?
No. We'll just call you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, or I can just give him the last four.
Okay.
So the last four of the phone number are 0687.
Okay.
Because you could easily have a different Ted, two Ted.
Yeah, I'm sure. We have several Teds. Yeah.
Yep.
So a Ted, okay.
We'll
so
pull that one to the side and put
nice
it
about
on.
This, the Flag Center has donated these. And by the way, these are called Tough Techs, 3x5s. And these are the ones that are anti,
rip and tear and fade.
Right.
All of those. I'm just helping you put it together.
They're not the nylon ones that rip easy, so that's really great. So come by, we'll call Ted in a minute. But, okay, so now let's get back with our guest, and we're going to talk to Ms. Clark here about the...
Susan Wilson.
Farmer's market.
Yes, Susan Wilson. I don't know why
break,
I called you Clark.
During the break, we had a farmer's market moment.
Yeah, a farmer's market moment.
We have, well, I think actually we do have more women at the farmer's market than men. However, so I'm a master gardener, and the master gardeners have a booth that we house, and we tell people how to grow their plants and how to take care of their garden and all that stuff all the time. And this year we were honored as one of the heroes of the farmer's market.
Mm.
And we got our pictures in the Facebook and whatever and whatever. It was really nice, and we got little prize and stuff.
April 6th, you were
Master Gardeners. That's another hat that I wear.
And we've had Ken the Worm Guy on. We love having him. He's a personality in his own right. But we were discussing at the break about April 6th.
And on April 6th, which is the opening of the Farmer's Market, the Master Gardeners will be having strawberry planting with 0 to 8 year olds. So any 0 to 8 year old and even older, we're not that picky, can come and.
So what is a zero?
Yeah, I was going to say.
A zero is
filling a belly.
Wait a minute. Is this a pregnant woman?
This is a baby that just came home from the hospital.
Okay.
Is zero.
Okay.
In my book.
Okay.
We say 0 to 8.
That's cute.
I could change it and say 1 to 8 because it's hard for a 0 to 1 to plant a strawberry.
Well, mommy can come and do let's watch the strawberry plant together. That's cool. I think it's great.
Yeah, one of the local strawberry growers always donates 1,000 strawberries. Mm. Last year we planted with kids, 399 kids we had.
You planted 399 kids?
We planted with 399 kids.
That's wonderful. So that's opening day.
That's opening day.
And is there a
time? Starting at 7:30.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, kids get up early, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
7:30 to noon. Right. It's a nice way to get people introduced to the farmer's market, for example, I think.
Yeah,
you know, they come and then they walk around and they go, oh, wow. Of course, in April, there's not a lot of vegetables in the farmer's market, but there's other stuff.
The farmer's market, let's remind our listeners.
In the parking lot of Reading City Hall.
There we go. Okay.
It's the best way to describe it.
On the back side.
On the back side.
We have a caller, and I'm not sure if that is regarding a question for Susan Wilson. But, Ron, good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Do you have a question or comment?
I got a comment. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of men get a lot of recognition. But, you know, behind every good man is a good woman standing behind him, supporting him, propping him up maybe even. And our flag was made by the first flag was made by a woman, and so there are a lot of women are as much as veterans as anybody else, and when they disrespect our veterans, this is really bothers me a lot, and when they delete our constitutional rights, that really bothers me. It, to me, it's like spitting in my face or going out and urinating on the graves of our fallen brothers and sisters. So when we don't get our rights, and part of our rights are our voting rights, and when they won't allow people to go into the voting office and watch what's going on, and if they do allow them in, they stand right in their way where they can't see what's going on, and if they ask a question, why can't we stand over there or somewhere to see what's going on? Kathy Darling Allen or one of her people at work there say, you got to be quiet or we will throw you out. So she is disrespecting the rights of our fallen warriors, men and women, by not allowing that. And so this is really bothers me. We're not having fair and balanced elections. So this is my comment. And then Government Newsom mandates the law. And so she says, well, I'm just following the law. No, she's walking on our constitutional rights. And there's a lot of people, a lot of men and women buried, both Igo and Arlington. And so this is what bothers me. She disrespects our veterans. And that's what I have to say.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
When he said she, it's not talking about you.
No. She's talking about
Kathy Darling Allen.
Kathy Darling Allen, of course, is retiring here next month. Mm-hmm. And the only person I saw out there was the her deputy.
Joanne
out there. Now, I don't know if Joanne's going to be appointed as the temporary.
She might be the interim until the election.
Yeah. That's 3 years from now.
I believe it is. Because Kathy Darling Allen just was elected. So the problem with elections is people are allowed to go as observers. You must register, and you must follow the rules. And the rules are important because people who are looking at ballots, no matter why they're looking at it, to check the signature, to make sure that all the little marks are made correctly, they need not to be distracted. They don't need a stranger coming up saying, "What are you doing? How are you doing it? Are you sure you did it right?"
But the law says you've got observers there to watch what you're doing.
Right. And I, for example, I almost always observe the election in some way, shape, or form. And I do it because I want to know how the election works. So I can now, after years of observing, tell you exactly the way it sort of proceeds through the process. Election is not as easy as opening the envelope and going, check. It just doesn't work like that anymore.
It should, though. It should be a very simple process. You vote. Now, I realize there's lots of votes.
Yeah.
And I realize there's different things. But it's the same basic process that started 247 years ago here in this country. One person votes for whatever they want, whether it's two things or five things.
They still do.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that hard. It used to be we'd get our results that night. Do you remember that? And that wasn't that long ago. Why is it places like Florida can count all their votes in a day or 2 days? Why is it like a country like Argentina can count all their votes by the end of the night? Why is it so difficult? Why have they made it so difficult in this country to tabulate votes?
Because they're trying to make our voting system safe.
Well, you can say that. And you know what? I'm not going against that.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing, though, when you do this and drawing it out and dragging it out and everything, that it gives people the thought that, well, why is this so hard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are we against people, you know, counting the ballots, you know, singly?
Let's come back to that.
Yeah,
I would like to come back to that.
We've done that. We did that for a century, and it seemed to have worked. Well, kind of. kind of. But anyway, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated. Never had a bad haircut there. Now, I choose to make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which you can do, or you can just stop by it like I've done before. And if they've got an opening, you get a great haircut. I can't say enough about this place and Tim and Logan there. It's man's last stronghold. Yes, it hadn't changed in 30 years. Oh, they took the dinosaur head down from the wall. That's about it. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Just give me the knife. Give me the knife.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474, for your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet. Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
All right. Welcome back to our morning show. Oh, it's always full of fire here at KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is your talk radio. Yes! Thank you, Ted. You won the flag. We've got a couple things, too. We've got this wonderful Riverfront Playhouse show called Five Women Wearing the Same Dress.
I was there yesterday.
These are the bridesmaids, right? The story of the bridesmaids.
And I'm going Thursday night. Now, I've got tickets to give away. The last date is March 24th. So give us a call this morning at 605-4567 right now. And let me know if you want two or four tickets. Again, it's the last date will be March 24th. So,
and the show's at 2 o'clock on that day.
Okay,
yeah, that's a matinee.
It's a matinee on Sunday.
You take these down there, and they'll just exchange them for you. So you got that 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center going into their second year of their residency program. 2,000 applications for 10 spots. Does that tell you anything?
That's a wow.
That's a wow. Yes, it is. Plus the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian heart attack system. They are on the cutting edge of technology, as Casey Fatch, CEO, says. I don't want people from Shasta County having to drive 200 miles, 150 miles, to be able to get the best quality medical care. That's why they're starting these things. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And we're here with Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. We somehow got off on doing things about the
Farmer's Market.
I'm not sure why that is. However, now, it's Women's History Month. We're talking
Women's
diversity. The major aquatic organization, the World Aquatics, this is the one, has banned transgenders from competing against women.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Leah Thomas, who won all of her awards, while she, who was a he the season before, running against the women, 6'1", 180 pounds, is now suing them, saying that's not fair. Well, there's a lot of women think it's not fair that they have to compete mm-hmm. against somebody that is physically stronger, bigger, and they don't really have a chance.
You know, and to be honest, that's one place where physicality really matters. I mean, I was a swimmer, a major league swimmer when I was younger, and women don't have the strength, the body build, many of them. I mean, I'm 5 feet tall. You know, I didn't stand a chance because there are many women who are
5'11", 5'11", 6
yeah.
feet.
Yeah. And they could pull through that water just faster than I could.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Body build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about equity for genders, we have to realize that each of us sort of has our little max and our specialties. And for women, I think being 7 feet tall is much more unusual than for men. Mm-hmm. And so that
it
makes
is
them,
unusual.
And so that makes men more likely to be basketball players. However, there are other things that women do, like that are great for smaller people. So think of gymnastics, something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's look equestrian, okay? There is no male or female
no.
in the equestrian events. It's
the horse.
It's the rider.
Mm-hmm.
Riders are male or females.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get males that will win. You'll get females that will win. And that is a great example how there's no difference.
There's riding skill.
It's just riding skills and the horse you're
mm-hmm.
on. Believe it or not, and billiards tournament in Australia for the championship, it was a woman going against a transgender guy. She pulled out. She said, I'm not going to compete against a man. And, oh, yeah, that's happened a couple of times. But because of the feeling is that I compete against women, not somebody that says he's a woman. There's been instances in volleyball where females were injured dramatically because of a spike from a transgender female that literally broke their face. Rugby, forget that. They're just, you know, example after example. Weightlifting records being shattered by transgender females. That's not fair. Women who have worked their whole lives, who have busted their butts their whole lives to become the epitome of what they want, and the most they can lift is 300 pounds, and some guy comes transgender, does 360, sets a new Canadian record. There's something wrong with that. I don't care what you say. I mean, I do care what you say because I like you and I respect your thoughts.
Uh-huh.
But think about this.
Oh,
which is going to do to women's athletics in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked about this earlier, and it's a new area for us to work through. And when Linda and I were talking, we talked about the maybe we need a new box. You know, we have a female box and a male box, and maybe we need a couple new boxes to describe those folks. I find it hard to believe that somebody would go through all the work, that the transgender surgery and all that sort of stuff, just to win in swimming. I mean, I think that that's a person who made a difficult choice in their life.
Did they have
and
the surgery?
Continued.
Did they have the surgery, though? Or did they just take the hormones to suppress their testosterone?
And we're not allowed to ask. I don't know if you can ask.
I'm not sure if you can ask. You know,
I find
the transgender thing personally, and I think part of it's because I'm old. I find it hard to understand why we have this issue today. I told you that this is something
exactly
that I'm really
why.
Having
no,
a hard time
why.
Getting a grip on personally.
You know what? There's a reason there's the women's NBA. There's a reason there's the women's tennis. There's a reason there's the women's soccer. It's because they can't compete against men. Because of all the physical reasons.
Right. It's because they are not the same body type.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you have somebody that's switching, what if LeBron James decided tomorrow that he's identifying as a woman? How many points in a game do you think this guy could score?
A lot.
100. I mean, Wilt Chamberlain did it one time in the NBA. One time. But how many times do you think he could do it? And the whole thing is there's reasons why there's different leagues. And when you start blending that, it's not
and
fair.
And I'm not sure. When I talk about gender equity, that does not mean to me that every man is equal to every woman in every situation.
No, of course not.
Gender equity, I think that we really have to keep in our minds that it's society-based. It's based on the culture in which we live. In some places, I mean, I was reading this article about this Somali woman who had to walk 10 miles to get water and 10 miles back, and no sooner did she get back than it was another day, and she had to walk 10 miles to get water and 10 miles to get back. Her husband couldn't do that, couldn't, because that society is different.
Right.
And we develop different understanding and different ways. I think part of gender equity to me is just simply respect for you are a woman and you are
smart
just
and you're
as,
capable.
You're just as good as a man.
Just as capable.
It's not necessarily in swimming, but there are other things you do better. Yeah, I have to say, my husband was a better cook than I was.
You know what?
I mean, that's a woman's specialty.
Now, that's a sexist comment.
That's a sexist comment. And I put it out there just so that you would respond.
Well, but the thing is, nobody's saying that women and men shouldn't be afforded equal opportunity.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, my granddaughter, I also have my grandson. I want them to be treated fairly in the marketplace, no matter what they choose to do. I want them to rise by their own achievements. I don't want things handed to them. I like to think that myself in my time in my life that I earned what I got. Linda is in a completely different field where there are so many.
Yes.
There's so many nuances.
That's a difficult field.
This is a difficult field.
Entertainment's a very difficult field.
So many nuances. I was in
sexism, bullying, you name it. And I started when I was 15, really professionally.
And adultism.
And
I was in a structured, very structured atmosphere. You knew what you had to do. You know, I mean, in combat, that's different, but you knew what you had to do. You knew you had to go to schools. You knew you had to do these things. The entertainment industry, totally, it's a wild west out there.
And now TikTok, you know, you can become a millionaire with a TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
What about people who, like, have the – this is weird. You know, somebody within our circle, we're not going to say, within our circle is quite expansive, who had a friend that put themselves through college with feet pictures.
Isn't that interesting?
Feet pictures.
I'm not kidding.
No. And it –
So, I mean, in TikTok, you could become a millionaire when they, you know, if you ever watch these reels of people on the street, it's like, what, my fan, only fan, whatever that is, with these people, these girls, I don't know what they're doing, whatever it is, that they're making fortunes. I'm just saying.
I saw this one where this girl, you just see the back of her, and she says, I was a rancher. I made $50,000 a year on my best year. I'm now a content provider, and I'm making $200,000. What was it?
Month?
A month, something like that.
A week.
And,
oh,
you know,
God.
A month. And I'm looking at it, and she says, my ranch is bigger now. I guess so. We got to take a break. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hello. Hey, welcome back. Carl and DeBott here. We got Susan Wilson from the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and we're just rolling around on the ground and thumbing each other in the eye. We're all kind of agreeing on this. I want to remind everybody that Saturday, April 27th, at the Wind River Event Center is going to be the 30th annual Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International. Games, auctions, and drawings, including guns, hunts, hunting, and outdoor gear, artwork, and items for the ladies. I've been the MC there for, last 6 or 7 or 8 years. It is a wonderful event. The food is outstanding, and there are so many outdoor things that are given away. It takes me, when I start handing them out, how long would you say, Linda, 90 minutes before I can give away everything that's been for the silent auctions and the raffles?
Safari?
The Safari Club International. And the money stays here. And they give scholarships to kids going to school that are taking classes in, like, wildlife biology and all that. It's a great time. And I would urge you to, you know, if you're a hunter, if you're a outdoors person, a hunter, fisherman, come on out for that. They've got reduced rates for the hotel rooms there, available at Wind River until April 5th. Anyway, give either come in here and get your
flyer.
Flyer. Thank you.
leaflet, flyer, something.
Flyer. Or you can go to the Reading, SCI, Reading.org. It's got all the information there. It's a good event. Good event. Okay. Pat Karch handed us something from a woman here in town, a local lesbian, was asked about her feelings regarding guys identifying as women to continue a form of male dominance over women. It was an interesting concept that, you know, I mean, I've read that before, that a lot of gay women and lesbians are pushing back saying, wait a minute, here you are saying you're a woman, and now you're wanting to dominate this, you know, our culture.
So Pat had said Aaron had covered this over the weekend. So well, this was...
But she, you know, she, yeah, she did. But again, this is from a lady here in town. And she says that, I mean, I know I am one of them, but most how most people believe or even act is beyond me most of the time. This patriarchal oppression push is out of hand, so I don't tend to have many L friends. Isn't that interesting?
And she also says, but I do not feel it is right for a trans woman to play in women's sports.
Oh, she is totally against
that. She's totally against that.
And she has a trans nephew, and the oldest child is a trans female. I don't think it's right for trans women to play in women's sports. Now they want to take the trans and open the third section, let them. We have Special Olympics. We have Wheelchair Olympics. We can have trans Olympics. But it is a patriarchal oppression. Not for men as a whole, no, not at all. So, interesting.
Yeah, it's just an interesting way to look at it, you know, and she's obviously had thought about it a lot because it's part of her life, whereas for me, I'm just this little old lady, you know, that lives in a nice little community, and I don't run across that issue as much as some other folks.
There's so many things that I can't speak about. I can't talk about being singled out because of my race or my gender or my sexual identity, because I'm a white male. And I grew up in a time when none of this was going on. I mean, obviously,
that's the problem for me.
There's obviously gays, and there's obviously...
But we didn't even talk about them when we were young.
Yeah.
You have to admit, in school, nobody ever would say, I'm gay. I mean, you did your best to... Not be recognized as gay,
and
you know.
Some of them became very
even as adults, yeah. You know. So. I mean, I remember my mother coming home one time, and she said, "I just found out that my two best female friends are a couple." She says, "That's really difficult for me. I don't understand it." You know.
Well, and we have gays in our family. Linda's side and my side, and it's never been a problem. We just always
and that's an example of
always,
our culture evolving.
Always assumed that this one person on my side of the family was. I don't think there's been an official announcement
statement.
Yeah. We always just knew it,
yeah.
And it
yeah.
wasn't a big thing. I mean, yeah. It's just she hasn't changed. We haven't changed.
So when I got married the second time, I inherited two boys, and the oldest one was big, gorgeous, football-style guy, you know, blonde. He turned out to be a model, and he was on the he was on the front of Vogue. He was on the front of GQ,
wow.
Gentleman's Quarterly. He was a gorgeous guy, and I remember the day he came home and told his dad that he was gay. I knew he was gay. I mean, nobody else did. Even my daughter, who at the time was 4, said, he's different, you know. And he had a tough...
Different than other males.
Different than other males. I mean, she didn't, you know.
Yeah,
and
no.
She was only 4. And I think it's just really sad that... that we can't just accept people the way they are.
And it's hard not to categorize. It's nature. It's natural to categorize. And but we all started with this about, you know, live and let live. And according to this, you know, what we were just reading about, this woman. About transgenderism and her thoughts, that she's got a transgender a nephew and a transgender child. So, you know, live and let live. But when it comes to sports and it comes to men's tennis and women's tennis, that maybe we should start thinking about a trans sport competing in that, and that's where you compete. Not that you don't cross over and compete on either side. Like we have Republicans, Democrats, and Independent, and Green.
Or no party preference.
Yes.
Which is the fastest growing party out there. So maybe it's time. I just read a book that, you know, it was... It was one of these what-if things where that third party came up. And members of both parties joined it. And
interesting.
So to make it a viable third party. And it was, and they won. So, you know, what happens then? And, you know, it kind of went off the rails later on and a few other things. But still, the idea that people have had enough of Republicans and Democrats, you know, maybe it's time for a third choice, a viable third
choice.
Well,
Ross Perot, remember when he ran?
He cost Bush the election.
Yes, he did.
Gave us Bill Clinton. And, you know, what? I can't help it. Please don't send me dirty emails. But right now, I'd like to have Bill Clinton instead of Joe Biden. I'm sorry. Based on what he was
this
before.
This is going to be quite an election, is
based
all I
on
have
what
to
he was
say.
Before.
It's going to be, this is going to be quite an election.
Tomorrow, gosh, it's going to be kind of an open day on tomorrow, so I'm going to bring in some guests and start working on that today. You know, but one thing we're going to discuss, everything's been going on here in our city and county and all that. Anyway, have a great day, and God bless America.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.